A $10,000 Investment by Anil Lewis. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Anil Lewis. As a blind college student, I had to think constantly about how to position myself for success, how to fund my education, expand my network, and build a future grounded in opportunity rather than limitation. When I reflect on pivotal moments in my own journey, one experience stands out above all others: being awarded the Dr. Kenneth Jernigan Memorial Scholarship in the amount of $10,000 in 2002. That scholarship was far more than a financial award. It was an investment. It was an investment in my education, in my confidence, and in my belief that I could build the life I envisioned. This same investment has been made in hundreds of blind students over the years, and every year the National Federation of the Blind selects 30 more outstanding blind scholars to join this legacy. If you are a blind student pursuing post-secondary education, I strongly encourage you to apply. This is an opportunity that can change the direction of your academic and professional career, just as it did mine. One of the things I appreciated most when I first applied was that membership in the National Federation of the Blind is not required. Many students who apply do not initially know much about the organization. What matters is a recognition of the capacity of blind people and a commitment to living that belief. Scholarship winners are expected to embrace the understanding that blind people can compete on terms of equality with our sighted peers and contribute meaningfully to society. If you embody that belief, or are ready to grow into it, you belong in this applicant pool. Our scholarships are merit-based and highly competitive. Each year, hundreds of students apply, and 30 are selected as finalists. While that may seem daunting, do not let the competitive nature discourage you. There is substantial value in the application process itself. By applying, you will engage with leaders and members of your state affiliate who have the potential to become mentors, allies, and sources of support throughout your college career. Some applicants apply multiple times before becoming finalists. Persistence is recognized and rewarded. Additionally, many state affiliates of the National Federation of the Blind offer their own scholarships, which may provide you with additional opportunities to further your academic goals. And now, more than ever, the opportunity is worth pursuing. College is expensive, and the Federation is committed to helping blind students meet that challenge. For years, the top national scholarship was $10,000, with others ranging from $3,000 to $8,000. Recently, our National Board of Directors voted to raise all 30 scholarships to $10,000 beginning in 2026. That means every finalist receives the same significant financial award, along with additional support and gifts. Yet, the money is only part of what makes this program so transformative. The scholarship committee, comprised of 30 successful blind adults, does more than select winners. They mentor finalists throughout the national convention, a required and unforgettable part of the experience. These mentors introduce you to leading members of the Federation and connect you with blind professionals across nearly every discipline imaginable. Many of those relationships continue long after the convention ends. The convention itself is a powerful environment for a blind student. You will engage with your cohort, exchange perspectives and strategies, and meet hundreds of blind people thriving in careers you may never have realized were accessible. It is the kind of immersion that resets expectations and expands your sense of what is possible. Through discussions with these successful blind mentors, scholarship winners have an unequaled opportunity to get to know our organization's leaders. Furthermore, by asking questions and discussing their own ideas and opinions, they also have the chance to make all of our Federation experiences richer. They share their own diverse experiences and perspectives during the National Federation of the Blind Board of Directors meeting and at Student Division events. Past NFB scholarship recipients represent a broad range of academic fields, backgrounds, ages, and experiences. What they share is strong academic performance, leadership potential, and a commitment to contributing to their communities. Does this sound like you? You could be one of our 2026 scholarship finalists. To be eligible for an NFB scholarship, you must be legally blind in both eyes and be able to provide proof of legal blindness, reside in the United States, the District of Columbia, or Puerto Rico, be 18 years of age by July 3, 2026. Be pursuing or planning to pursue a full-time post-secondary degree program in the fall of 2026. Up to 5 part-time students may also be selected. Attend the full 2026 National Convention in Austin, Texas from July 3 through 8, Assistance will be provided to all finalists. Take the next step and apply. Visit www.nfb.org/scholarships, read the eligibility FAQs and submission checklist, complete the 2026 application, gather your documents, and schedule your interview with your NFB affiliate president. You can save your progress and return to the application as needed prior to the March 31, 2026 deadline. Just be sure to hit the submit button when your application is complete. As someone who has been through this process, my advice is simple. Provide every required document. Missing information can cost you consideration. Choose references who understand and respect your abilities and can represent them with genuine positivity. Most of all, focus on your essay. The essay is your opportunity to let our scholarship committee members get to know you. You should describe your life, how you live it, and how you'd like to live it. When I stood before the board of directors as a 2002 scholarship finalist, I said, "This is very humbling. I want to take this opportunity to express to all of you that I consider this scholarship an investment as well as an award." I explained that I would use my graduate degree to help build opportunities for blind people, fight for equality, and ensure economic security for others. I meant every word. That scholarship helped me complete my Master of Public Administration. I later realized that the nonprofit center I envisioned building already existed. It was the National Federation of the Blind at Jernigan Institute, where I now serve as Executive Director of Blindness Initiatives. I continue this work because of the investment the Federation made in me. Thousands of blind people have benefited from that investment, and thousands more will. Apply for an NFB National Scholarship today. I look forward to the return on the investment we will make in you. Information, applications, and resources are available at www.nfb.org/scholarships, including links to information about previous winners, student tools, and additional guidance. This is your moment. Take it.